This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, listen, it's been a great year for a number of reasons, and this family of mine just continues to grow, my radio family, and they become friendships, and they become a part of all of our lives, and they become that person that we know first name basis. And all I need to say is Carlos, and everybody knows he's the kid from Greenfield who's doing great work with that great crew at Greater Pitt Tree Service, and he joins us now for the final show of 2025. We have a lot to get to. We're going to talk about winter pricing, but remember, it is number one right here in this region because they know the city better than anyone, and that is Greater Pitt Tree Service. So, Carlos, as we get ready to dive into this week's topic, talking winter pricing and more, just some of your thoughts on the year that was. It was a busy one for you, was it not?
Yeah, it was. We had a great season. It was very exciting to be out there, you know, with working with the crew. I'm out in the field. You know, that's my job with the company. I'm field operations, so the salesmen go out and sell the jobs and meet with the customer. And then I'm out there with the crew performing the work and meeting the customers on site. And this year was great. The KDK customers, they're second to none. They're so appreciative on the level of service that we're providing them. You know, it can be a crapshoot with contractors, and everybody's had that bad experience. And the KDK listeners, I mean, we just sit and talk. You know, I'm out there on their doorstep, or they invite me in, and it's just like family. It's just like talking to somebody you've known for years. And then, you know how Pittsburgh is, you start talking, and it's 2 degrees of separation. So we were out the other night in Westview, when that storm hit for a KDK listener, and she was driving to Greenfield that night to visit some friends on, of course, the street I knew well. And so we just talking and, you know, shooting it together. And it's just great being out there. I love the platform that KDK has given me to be out there and communicate with these residents of Pittsburgh. And it was a great year. Our crew worked extra hard. I got soldiers out there every day. I mean, they go to battle. That, you know, what we do is dangerous. Every day somebody's risking their life to get this hazardous tree out of your property or trim some branches over your house or whatever needs done on your property. And we take it seriously. We train our guys. We reward them well. We, you know, take care of them. We're buying them lunch out in the communities we're working in. And I try to make my business about relationships first. Money always comes after that, but I love the relationships that I've formed over this past year, and looking forward to spending some time with the family for the holidays.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the phones up, as we always do. And yeah, their ability to help you never stops all season long, meaning winter, summer, spring, and fall. And right now, he's got some great pricing in the way of discounts. We'll talk about that. But it's all about like hazardous tree removal, removing dead, dying, or storm-damaged trees that pose a risk, especially to the human element and to your home. Winter, ice, snow, all that stuff that gets thrown into the mix this time of year. Dormant pruning, shaping, and thinning trees like oak, and more. So what we want you to do, if you're dealing with any of that stuff or you just have a general tree-related question, you call us now, and we're going to really get that answer for you. But we're also going to tell you that this is a great time to make the call to 412-884-TREE or 8733 because pricing has never been better. So why so good when it comes to pricing and discounts during the winter months, Carlos?
You know, it's a vicious cycle that we're all in as Americans. You know, we work all year and save up and take care of our families on the holidays and buying kids presents, and then kind of tighten the belt a little bit and through the winter and wait maybe for those tax checks to come back in. So we're sympathetic to that. You know, I'm in the same boat as everybody else is. You know, money becomes an issue this time of year. So our goal is to keep the phones ringing, keep our crews working. We could pass that savings on to the customer. We can give you, you know, usually up to 20% cheaper now between now and the beginning of March, you know, when we get down at the home show, at the convention center. That's kind of when our season gets in full swing. So, you know, we want to support the economy. We want to keep our guys working, keep them spending, you know, their dollars around Pittsburgh, keep us, you know, visiting that deli or pizza shop in your neighborhood and keeping them going. It's a, we're all in it together. And I think that, you know, if you can call us, and if you have something done and you're thinking of maybe waiting the spring, give us a call. Let's see what we can work, what deal we can work out. I like going out and playing let's make a deal with customers. You know, the goal is to get it done. You shouldn't have to live in fear if you have this large threatening tree near your home because it becomes a money issue. You know, we have a great program with Dollar Bank. We're a preferred vendor through Dollar Bank, and we can offer you 0% interest for 12 months. So call us now. You'll have no money out of pocket. And then you have a year to pay it off, no interest, with Dollar Bank. They're another great Pittsburgh-born institution where we've been a partner with them for about going on 10 years now, and they facilitate a lot of these big removals we do.
You know, it's funny, but here's the other aspect. You know, back in the day, late 90s, early part of this century, I was working so much that I got some tree work done at my home then in Rochester, Pennsylvania. I actually grew up kind of in the home because my cousins had owned it. But when these trees were planted, I was small, they were small. But when I was raising my children, obviously they had grown to massive heights. And a buddy of mine who had a service said, look, I got to take care of these so-called trees in the back of your yard. And I'm like, what type of trees? I was so busy, I didn't even realize that those trees had become that big because I hadn't been in the backyard in a very long time. So what I'm saying is, I'm not the only person that deals with life and works hard like you. I just do something a little bit different. But what I'm saying is, there's a lot of people listening right now that they don't even know that there's an immediate threat of a tree possibly collapsing, because how many times do people, because we all have busy lives, actually get a chance to walk around their backyard and examine trees? Even though they live there, they don't necessarily know if something could be a possible threat. But if they give you a call, they can have Troy Lampenfeld, the certified arborist, basically pop in on a regular basis throughout the calendar year. So that way you stay safe, right, Carlos?
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, there's so many things on your property that you may or may not be aware of. And, you know, it really came to light when COVID hit. I remember when COVID hit and everybody was, you know, shut down from work and they were home. And I didn't know, you know, how this was going to go for our business, although we were essential. So I was lucky for that and thankful. But the first call we got was a school teacher. He said, I leave my house, it's dark. I go, I teach, I stay after school, I get home, sometimes it's dark. I don't even know what's on my property. He goes, I got sent home, I look out there, I got three dead trees in the back of my yard. So, and so that really, you know, brings to the point that you're making. Like, a lot of times you're busy in your everyday life and you're not, you know, aware of what's going on out there. And that's where you call us. If you have any trees on your property, give us a call. We could come out, do an assessment with Troy, our ISA certified arborist. He, like I said before on the show, we're like detectives. We come out and we figure out what's going on with the tree, the soil, the age of the tree, the health of the tree, the proximity to the home. You know, can we trim it? Can we cable it maybe to pull it, you know, the branches that spread out? You know, we could cable those together to make them where they're less likely to fail and hit your home. Or maybe it's time to remove that tree. The planted trees in your yard do have a shelf life. So a lot of homes in our area, the older homes like post-World War II and pre-World War II, those trees on the property are kind of at that shelf life where they're more problematic than beneficial. So that's everything we do when you call us. We're out there. We're trying to secure your property, keep your trees healthy, and make sure you're aware of what's going on.
All right, so let me get a break in here and remind all of you it's winter pricing and discounts, the topic of conversation today, tree removal, removing dead, dying, or storm-damaged trees that pose a risk for your loved ones and your home, which, let's face it, it's the biggest investment you're ever going to make. But if you're out there right now, you have any of the above, maybe some pruning questions, especially these oak trees, give us a call, 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open, and we'll get to you right away. And then if you just want to, after you're done with us, make a call to them. I'm going to give you that number in just a moment and remind you how you can get a hold of Carlos and the crew at Greater Pitt Tree Service. So it's 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Call, leave your first, last name, and working number. They'll reach you during business hours beginning tomorrow. But again, short week because of the holidays, so you're going to want to make sure you get on the books. May have some actual warm weather coming our way that they're going to be able to get out maybe before the end of the year or the first of the year. But again, you never know with this weather. It can change on a dime, so you better be safe. And more importantly, you can do it always by making that call, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. But if you have any tree-related question, even if you have a question about your Christmas tree, we'll take it. 866-391-1020. It's Carlos, Greater Pitt Tree Service, with your Pratt Pack today on KDKA.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, back with your Pratt Pack and Carlos Greater Pitt Tree Service. And being that the holiday is just around the bend, we're getting ready for the Feast of the Seven Fishes broadcast at Coons Market. Carlos at one time not only helped save trees and got rid of those trees that needed to be getting rid of, he also sold Christmas trees. And earlier today, we had a report from CBS about what you need to do when it comes to getting that tree and bringing it into your house. And I thought, you know what? Why not utilize the expertise and kind of go over some of the things that the report had and get some of his thoughts as well. But to keep it in a holiday frame of mind, if you're out there listening today and you actually still get a real live tree, meaning a Scotch pine, a blue spruce, what is it that makes you want to still get a real tree, and what happens to be your favorite tree? And I thought, meeting of the minds, you call in, you talk about why you still like a live tree, what your particular type of tree is that you like, and we'll have Carlos kind of jump in and kind of shed a little bit of information on it as well to maybe make somebody who's out heading out to get that tree here some last-minute things they're handling, maybe give them a few pointers too to help them. So, Carlos, let's just digress a little bit. So we have this report that led off early this morning on CBS talking about shaking it outside, inspecting branches with flashlight for webs and egg sacs, and placing a white sheet underneath to spot pests before bringing it inside. So you were in the business forever selling Christmas trees. You're around trees. Why should people be concerned about what could be in that live tree before they bring it inside? Go ahead.
Yeah, that actually happened to me one time. I went out to the Christmas tree farm about 7 or 8 years ago and cut down my own tree. And I brought it home. It was infested with wood spiders. I mean, and there were hundreds of them in there. And I didn't think to look. And so, you know, now, you know, when I get a tree, I take a look at it when I'm looking at it, where I'm buying it from. And I didn't have that problem. You know, when I used to sell Christmas trees, I'd drive up to Indiana, PA, and they were fresh cut, and they would load them up on the big trailers that we'd drive up with in our trucks and drive them home. And I mean, I sold hundreds and hundreds of trees over those 4 or 5 years, and I never had anybody come back and tell me, you know, that there were, you know, any pests or spiders in there. But sure enough, it happened to me. So I guess it's worth looking at. You know, it doesn't hurt to inspect as much as you can. So I bought my tree the other day from Sestilli Nursery in Oakland.
Nice.
Right at the top of Swinburne. And I actually went to grade school with Janine Sestilli, and her sister was in there working. And it was just great, you know, going in there and talking to her and telling her, you know, tell your sister I said hi, old grade school classmate from St. Rosalia's in Greenfield. So when you go out and you buy these trees, that's, you know, and when I sold them, you know, I'm not down there making $1 million. I like the talking to people and the relationships. And yeah, sometimes I'd get a tree job out of it, but it's just fun to go down and talk to somebody and, you know, they tell you about the tree, put a fresh cut on it, you give them a Christmas tip, and it's just a good feeling to go out there and do it.
You know what I always used to love would visit these places that obviously are doing it because they're a charitable organization. It's one of their big fundraisers throughout the year. But you'd be out there on a cold night, the fire barrel, you know, the smell of that wood and the smell of pine and money exchanging hands and shaking and kicking the snow off of it. You know, that's probably one of the best parts about the holiday. When you think about that Christmas tree, it's more than just when it's in your home. It's the whole experience of going out and getting that tree. You know, my grandmother and I would always go downtown New Brighton to the Blind Association. This was like her thing every year, and she always had to get the biggest tree, and we would get it up there, and she had one of these old Victorian homes, and it was such a focal point of every holiday. So Christmas trees, there's something to be said about it. It really is what this whole holiday of Christmas is about, Carlos.
Yeah, I think it's a huge experience, you know, a whole part of it, and we just got our tree the other day and put it up last night. My son and my wife were decorating it, and, you know, now the whole house smells like Christmas. You know, you get that nice odor from the fresh-cut Christmas trees in your house, and you definitely want to keep the water in the stand, too, because you'll see it. You know, you'll pour water in the stand, and like a day and a half, 2 days later, it's gone. That when they put that fresh cut on the tree soaks up that water, and that's what you want. You want to keep it healthy and green where it doesn't dry out, and then maybe the heat of the Christmas lights on it can cause a fire. So you want to definitely keep that water in the stand as much as you can and keep an eye on that.
Yeah, and make sure you've got batteries in your smoke detectors, your carbon monoxide detectors this time of year, because the windows are shut and we're batting down in there with all that insulation, and goodness gracious, God forbid something happens to that Christmas tree. But if you're smart, and obviously with these LED lights now, it's not like the old days when the lighting could be a bit of a problem. But you know, Carlos, here's the other thing. Let's use some of your expertise here. Of all the trees, and there's Douglas fir, blue spruce, Scotch pine, which really, in your opinion, gives you more shelf life? Or is it pretty much all the same across the board as long as you do the things like watering them and taking care of them? Go ahead.
Yeah, it seems like they all have pretty much a 2 to 3 week shelf life, you know, and before they start kind of, you know, dying off, and that fresh cut they put on it when you got it kind of starts sealing over where it can't soak up the water in the stand anymore. I like the Scotch pine. I think they're the most odoriferous, good word there, right?
I hope I said it right. I like that.
Yeah. I think they have that Christmas smell that you associate, you know, live cut Christmas tree with, and it just fills your home with that smell of Christmas. And we keep our tree up usually to the week after New Year. So it's, you know, it's just a fun time of year, and you look forward to it all year. And the Christmas tree is just all part of the whole experience.
You know, when I think of traditions and I think of my childhood, that Christmas tree, and I hope people like your family and others, I'm sure, but I hope people still appreciate it as much as we did. I mean, that was one of the biggest parts of the entire holiday. I mean, it was the starting point, but more importantly, we look forward to that as much as we did opening the presents on Christmas morning. So that tree really has a significance when it comes to tradition, right?
Yeah, and then I've been to so many properties around Pittsburgh where they got this massive pine tree in the yard, and you get the story. Yeah, my dad, when Christmas was over, he'd dig a hole out in the yard and plant the tree, and now you got a 60, 70 foot, you know, pine tree in your yard. So that was the old Pittsburghers back in the day. They didn't put anything to waste. They bought something, they were getting their money's worth out of it. So it just keeps going, the whole, you know, by the experience of going out with your family and buying it and bringing it into your home and decorating it and seeing it there through Christmas, and then maybe go out and dig a hole and put it in your yard, see what happens. You know, it's just adds to the whole experience of it.
It does, no doubt. All right, 866-391-1020. Christmas tree questions, any tree related questions. We're going to dig deep on some of the things that he can actually do for you this time of year that can really not get done quickly, maybe other times of the year when they're extremely busy. But you're also going to get something amazing, winter pricing and discounts that you only see this time of year. He is Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Rob's coming up next with the news, and we'll be back in a minute on Kate.
The following is paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, last show of the year with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. So if you have any tree-related questions, you better get in right now while we have time. Just a couple of more segments left in today's broadcast. The number is 866-391-1020. All of our lines are open, so we'll get you on the air ASAP. We're talking about winter pricing, deep discounts, time of year. They want to generate those phones because they have time to do it now. So if you need to get work done and you want to save a whole lot of money, now is the time to reach out to them. 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. So, Carlos, let's talk about some of the things that you can actually do now. But before anything else, explain to me and the audience, can you work safely in snowy and icy conditions with this crew? Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, usually as long as the roads are good and we can get our trucks out safely, because our trucks are big, they kind of don't do well on snow and ice covered roadways. So, you know, the temperature, it's just something we deal with, and as long as we can get to your property, usually we can perform the work. Although Friday, those high winds, we went out, and I just sent you a couple pictures. We were pruning an oak tree up in Green Tree, and it was just too windy to have our tracked aerial lift boomed up in the air, and so we lived to fight another day. We racked it up and got the crew back there Saturday. Yesterday, I went out with a couple guys, and we finished the job. So we're a safety-first company, and if we're out there, that means that we're confident that we can, you know, get the job done. And if the weather gets too bad while we're performing the work, then, you know, we let the customer know, and they understand. You know, they got a lift in their yard up 100 feet in the air with a guy in the basket, and they understand, yeah, it's windy out there, and sure, we'll see you tomorrow, no big deal. So another thing, like working this time of year, sometimes the ground's frozen on your property, where we can get back there with some equipment, where normally, like in the spring and the rainy season, maybe it's too soft and it limits us with what we can get back in a backyard. And it all becomes a matter of pricing too. If the ground's frozen and we can get back there with our lift instead of climbing it, we can give you a better price. And so there's so many dynamics this time of year that we navigate through, and we try to pass the savings on to the customer. We know everybody's a little strapped for money this time of year, so we want our phones to keep ringing. We want to keep the economy going. We want to keep our workers working out there. So if you have tree work, and the other good thing is we're not backed up right now. You know, sometimes we do get 4 to 6 weeks out with new scheduling. So right now we're a week or two out. It's a good time to get a good price, get it done. The ground's frozen. We're not going to leave a big imprint on your property as we might in the spring or in the summer when it's wet out. So just give us a call and see what we can do for you.
All right. So the thing we've been talking about a lot, especially oak trees, you know, dormant pruning, safe and effective this time of year, and really kind of from Thanksgiving to St. Patrick's Day. But if somebody's listening right now and they need this done and they're thinking, well, I'll get to it in January, I'll make the call February. What happens once the weather starts to warm up even slightly, and then that big home and garden show pops up at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, you guys get backed up and booked. And then what happens, the next thing you know, it's the luck of the Irish and St. Patrick's Day is come and gone, and it's too late to get that pruning done. So you at least want to get on the books right now, right?
Yeah, that's a great point. It's just a great time of year to call us and get it taken care of. You might you know, been preparing for the holidays, and you're busy with Thanksgiving, and now Christmas is coming up, and you're busy with that, and you weren't thinking about it. But, you know, after New Year's is done and all that kind of dies down and you get back to business out there, and it's a good time to call us. We're still in the oak prune season. We're not too far backed up. We can get equipment in your backyard if that's where the tree's at. So it's just beneficial to everybody to kind of address it now and during the oak prune season and when we can give you a better price. And so it just give us a call and we could get out there and assess it and see maybe the oak tree's good and maybe it doesn't need anything till next season or you got a couple years left before you have to address it. You know, we'll let you know that too. We're going to come out and do our best to serve you.
All right, so 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. And if you have a tree-related question, I know a lot of you are thinking about the holidays right now, but if any of you have a tree-related question, 866-391-1020. Tell them again about Troy and how they can get on the books with your plant healthcare, tree healthcare, and really get things checked out on a regular basis, summer, winter, spring, and fall, so they know they're going to be good throughout the calendar year for a minimal price. Talk about that, Carlos.
Yes, Troy spearheads our plant healthcare division. This was our second full year of it, and it's something that I always, you know, thought that I would get into, but I didn't have the background in it. I didn't go to college for it. I'm not a ISA certified arborist. You know, I learned what I know in the streets and doing it, being out there performing the work and taking classes on the side and seminars and things like that. But Troy, I mean, he's a rock star. There's nothing he won't know about something on your property, and he's going to educate you. He's going to let you know the maintenance involved on any plants, shrubs, or trees on your property, the cost associated with it, the benefits of it, the applications that we can provide you, the services that we have. And, you know, you can sign up for a yearly membership with us or contract, and there's certain things, you know, during different times of the year that we can address on your property. Certain times a year we can or cannot perform some of the applications. So he'll go over all that with you. I mean, when you call Troy, we haven't ever had a bad, you know, phone call about him. He's just amazing. He's super intelligent. He's passionate like me. You know, we kind of complement each other really well. And sometimes both of us come out there and he's, you know, talking about the plant health care and I'm honing in on the pricing and making sure we can get you a really good deal. It's just a great experience and having him on board, and it translates into what people, you know, call and say about Troy. They love him. They wish they would have called us sooner. Now they know this. Now they know that. And it just keeps everything on your property healthy and keeps your home safe.
He reminds me a lot of my middle child. They really look like they were separated at birth. Same long hair, same physical characteristics, very tall, but a lot of brain cells. When I talk to him, it's hard to believe he's in his mid-20s. He is really a whole lot older than his years. I mean, this guy's really plugged in, and I've never met anybody so passionate about what they do, and he is just, he loves what he does, Carlos.
Yeah, I love going out on calls with him and listening to him. And I learn something new from him every time I go out there in the field with him and we're talking to a customer. And I mean, it's just awesome seeing him in action. And, you know, and I do say he's like a rock star. And actually he is. He's in a band, so he does do it all. I mean, he's living the life. He's in an industry that he's passionate about. You know, it's great to have around, and I'm so glad that we got him on board, and it's just exciting. I can't wait for next year.
All right, absolutely. You have such respect for him as well, too. Listen, you know, we're going to do something a little different before the break, and we were just talking off the air. You know, my friend, the late, great Joe Dantisi, who really was like a father to me, used to always say, nobody will ever love you like your mom. And somebody just posted something on my social media, a tribute I did for my mom's best friend who passed away not too long ago. They were childhood friends. She lived into her 90s. Sadly, my mother has been gone 20 years this holiday season, and she was the love of my life. And I'm always interested in that backstory. And I was talking to you about your mom during the break. Your mom, in the short time that you told me about her, she may have had one of the most fascinating lives that I have ever heard about. Please tell the audience about your mom and growing up in that house that she still lives in Greenfield. Go ahead. It's the holidays.
Yeah, so it was just great. She was, you know, self-taught. She taught herself 5 or 6 different languages. She was a freelance journalist. She used to write a lot for the Pittsburgh Catholic. She would also translate articles from Italian, French, or Spanish into English or vice versa. And she She picked up, she became like almost a world-renowned expert on fetal experimentation. She wrote a couple books on it. She would go around and do speaking engagements about it. And, you know, she actually taught me how to, she was the one that put the entrepreneurial spirit in me. I remember, I think we were in first grade, and she was, you know, a single mom most of her life with three kids, and so she's always figuring out how to make some money. We used to bake croissants and drive them over to CMU to the cafeteria and sell them to the cafeteria over there. So I remember baking the croissants. I was in first grade or kindergarten, and we'd pack them up in a little VW bug and drive them down to CMU and sell them to the cafeteria down there. I think we sold them for like a quarter a piece or something.
Wow.
So from an early age, she just instilled in me, hey, if this is what you need to do, go out and do it. And that's just benefited me, you know, since I'm a small business owner and it's not an easy racket and it's just work, work, work. And she put that work ethic in me, and I can't thank her enough. She's a great woman.
Cook.
And she's a great cook. You know, my nickname growing up was the Cannoli Kid because she was famous for her cannolis, and people still ask me about them, you know? And,
oh, jeez.
I mean, I'm lucky. Like, if I butter her up enough and maybe run on down the strip and get the ingredients, she'll make the cannolis this time of year for me, which is a treat, believe me.
Listen, once, you know, we get into the new year, you got to take me to meet her. I mean, goodness gracious, what the Cannoli Kid. That's absolutely the best. But, you know, think about what she did on her own, self-taught, five different languages, writing for, hey, listen, I never left Mass without a copy of it. When I was an usher, I loved handing it out for 10 years. That Pittsburgh Catholic's good stuff. But you got to have something going on between your ears to be able to do that. So she has an amazing resume when you think about her life, plus being a mom and a wife and, you know, just all the things that she's done. Incredible.
Yeah, she actually had her own little newspaper. She was kind of like a hippie activist, you know, and she had a paper called the Steel City Times, and she had like a little office up in Squirrel Hill on Murray Avenue above the Squirrel Hill Cafe. And then we had like this big typesetting machine in our basement, and I remember we would, you know, I would help her with it. I would roll out these big pages, and I had one of those little X-Acto knives, and I would cut out stencils and borders, and we'd had this hot wax roller, and we'd put the border around the articles, and would run it through this big typesetting machine, and it would come out in newspaper form. And so it was just the memories of that. And again, the entrepreneurial spirit. She was producing a newspaper in the basement of our home in Greenfield and out there selling it. She probably didn't even sell it. She probably gave it away. She wasn't a big capitalist. She was,
well, listen, to put it in, I guess, the vernacular that we can use on this show, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. You're your mother's son. There's no doubt about it. That made my day. And to mom, if you're out there listening, much love and congratulations on doing a great job with your son, but also what an incredible life, well lived for sure. All right, we'll come back a couple more moments with Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service, 412-884-TREE, 412-884-8733. Don't put this stuff off, especially if you need to get some of that pruning done to those oak trees. Call them, let them get out and take care of it before St. Patrick's Day comes and goes, and it'll be too late. And they get extremely busy once the new year starts to warm up a little bit. We'll be back with more on
Schultzfort.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, one more segment with Carlos. So if you have anything on your mind in the way of trees, you need to call us before the hour is up. We understand that a lot of folks are busy getting ready for the holidays, but there's still time here in this final segment. 866-391-1020. You want to wish a very special birthday to a special individual who is serving our country. Go ahead, Carlos.
Yes, my firstborn, the one that made me a father, Sal. It's his 27th birthday today, and I just want to let him know that I'm thinking about him and very proud of him. He's over in Germany with his unit. He's a captain in the U.S. Army. I mean, just, he was kind of the opposite of me. He was just real focused and straight-lined on what he wanted to do in life, and just couldn't be prouder of him, and 27 today, and just want to wish him a happy birthday and tell him I love him.
Absolutely, and thank you for serving your country. All right, now, before we wrap up this hour, everybody asks, well, tell me about them a little bit, and how far will they travel? I have people, West Virginia, Ohio, when I'm traveling, say, I heard the tree guy, this, that. How far do you really travel with Greater? You're really known for the city and neighborhoods because you navigate mm-hmm. the streets. You grew up here. You know how to really what it takes to get some of these close quarter jobs done. But how far does your company travel?
We like to stay within maybe 45, 50 miles of downtown Pittsburgh in any direction. So let's just say an hour from Pittsburgh. And we have, you know, dipped into West Virginia and parts of Ohio. We primarily serve Allegheny County and the tips of the surrounding counties. So in this time of year, sometimes we'll go a little farther because we're looking for some work right now. So it just depends on the size of the job and what time of year. But, you know, all in all, let's say an hour from Pittsburgh.
All right. Before now we're getting all these calls here in the last couple of minutes of the program. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get to you, but we'll do our best as soon as we get them in the queue. We'll see if we can get a couple of folks on the air here before the top of the hour. So talk about being licensed, insured, and why that's so important. And obviously you are, but this is something people need to know and they need to ask. Go ahead.
Yeah, the main thing you want to look for when hiring any contractor who's going to be on your property is make sure they have the proper workers' comp insurance. Anybody got hurt or killed on your property and the company or that, you know, pickup truck and chainsaw guy that's running around doesn't have workers' comp and they get hurt or killed, you know, they're going to want, you know, pay for their medical bills or their family's going to come after you for wrongful death. And it's your due diligence to know these things. And it's a good idea to have a pipeline with your homeowner's insurance and forward any insurance you get from a contractor. And they'll look it over and say, yeah, he's properly insured. He has workers' comp. He has a liability if there's any damage. And it's a good company. Go ahead and hire him because they want to make sure that they're not paying anybody's medical bills that gets hurt on your property. So that's the main thing.
All right, before I let you go, let's talk about the crew, not just your biological family, your lovely wife. Obviously, we mentioned your one son and Cello, the other, but your mom we talked about, but that other family, just like mine here at the radio station, that extended family, you couldn't do it without them, right?
No, I've guys that all been with me for years. We just took a trip up to Seven Springs. I take them on a company trip. Actually, we're going to go back next week, too, because we had so much fun. But take them up Seven Springs and pay for the snowboarding. And we cook big dinners in the big condo or townhouse that we rent up there. And it's just I'm out there working with them. So like in a way, I'm one of the workers, too. And they appreciate that. They like seeing the owner of the company out there working out there and bringing them a good lunch from the little deli in your neighborhood that we're working in. And I appreciate it because that's how I started out. I mean, I built this company going out and doing it on my own and working 7 days a week. And so I appreciate it all. And I love the guys that I have. They're just a great crew.
Well, listen, you're a great guy, and it's really been an honor to get to know you this year, and hopefully we'll head to Greenfield to that little duplex and break some bread, or at least talk to your mom, because she seems like one amazing woman, as you are. Keep up the great work, and we're really honored to have you a part of our family here at KDKA.
Thanks, Rob. I appreciate you having me, and Merry Christmas.
There he goes. Carlos, listen, this guy, when I first met him, he was like a house of fire, and I follow him on social media, and these pictures he sends me, so if I ever complain about going out early to scrape the snow off my windshield, I want you to just simply say to me, Greater Pitt Tree Service, okay? Or when I say I have to go out and shovel the sidewalk, I want you to say, Greater Pitt Tree Service. They're amazing. All right, listen, Rob's coming up next with the news at 10, Accurate Solutions, and then we've got 2 hours of the best hometown sports talk anywhere. Lots to get to. Steelers getting ready to take on the Lions later today. College football playoffs. Pirates pick up a pretty good player in this Brandon Lau, who hit 31 homers last year. So lots to come today right here, your Pratt Pack on KDKA. Good morning.
The proceeding was paid for by Greater Pitt Tree Service. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Just a moment.
Morning. This is Free Range with Von Miller. the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.